Good morning, KC. It is a Rockin' and Trace show. You know, the weather's been wrong in the past. We're like, oh, you know, get it right. Well, this is going to be horrible this morning. Be very careful. I know a lot of schools are coming in. North Kansas City just came down. Liberty, Kansas City, Missouri. It is going to be a mess out there. If you can stay home, I would stay home.
Yeah, check your listings, and I'm sure you'll get alerts. I know today, these days, I get a text or whatever if my kiddo's school closes. But
right.
What's happening exactly is that we are under an ice storm warning actually through 6 p.m. today. But right now, we're already receiving drizzle. The worst part is going to be when the heavier freezing rain comes in between 7 and 8 this morning, which means that the drive time is going to be bad, and then our temps are going to fall to 27 today. We're not getting any warmer, which means that anything that's on the ground is just going to freeze.
Right.
So, like, for example, I'm concerned about my kiddo driving to school and getting there fine, but then coming home.
I wouldn't even
you know,
let him
he drives,
go.
And I don't want him to do all that. So, yeah, if a lot of schools are closing,
I
would
closing
not be
down.
Well, don't say they're all. You need to check your listings
and
find out what's happening.
Major school districts are shut down.
But there's still only a few right now. Hopefully they all will, but you need to check your listings before you just don't go. Because, you know, Missouri and Kansas, it's hilarious. It's weird. Like, everybody on the Missouri side could close, and then where I am,
one
way out west,
Kansas,
they might still be open because it's bad, but not as bad. So you need to check your school listings.
We'll keep you updated all morning long.
Mix 93.3, Kansas City's number one hit music station. Paparazzi ain't got nothing on this girl. Teresa's tabloid trash.
Fergie is responding to backlash over her national anthem performance at Sunday's NBA All-Star Game. She apologized for her jazzy and slowed down version after it received laughs from players and fans in attendance and was mocked online. Some people even dubbed it the worst rendition ever. Fergie admitted she wanted to try something different, but didn't strike the intended tone with her version. Now, if you missed it, here's how it sounded.
That our flag was still there.
Now, some dude found a way to make it sound better. He made a remix. I think it's DJ Suede. Gotta give it a second.
Spangled Banner, yeah. Never yet, never
what?
Yet.
Break it down, Fergie.
Fergie.
Yeah.
What?
Spangled the remix, God.
See, I like it now.
I think the remix is just
all right, so yesterday, word spread over social media that Sylvester Stallone had died of prostate cancer. It is not true. He posted a message saying, please ignore this stupidity, alive and well, and happy and healthy, still punching. Ryan Reynolds, he posted pictures of kids with cancer visiting the set of Deadpool 2. And someone complained, dude, it's a rated R movie. And Ryan replied, you know what? After what these kids have gone through, I
seriously
think they're okay coming to the set of a rated R movie.
Amen.
And doing something that makes them happy. Jennifer Lawrence said she's taken a year off from movies to work with an organization that fights political corruption, but her rep says that is not true. Jennifer has several projects in the development stage, and she'll return to work whenever one of them is ready to go. The three-day opening weekend total for Black Panther has been revised, we knew it would, to $201.8 million, giving it the fifth best opening of all time. It's also the fifth movie to crack the $200 million mark in its first 3 days.
Still, congratulations.
Oh, I mean, well,
that's amazing.
What do you mean still? That makes it sound like it was bad news and it got
better. No, I think I saw some projections of 243 million. It broke 200 million.
Oh,
that's
so
amazing.
The original projections were 165, and then it already made 190. And then yesterday they said it's going to go up over two. Film soundtracks are ruling the Billboard charts, too. I told you yesterday that the Black Panther album was the number one album in the country. It's the soundtrack. And then we've got The Greatest Showman at number three. And then 50 Shades Freed is fifth. So it's all about movie soundtracks right now. Tabloid Trash brought to you by Hamburger Mary's, your place for great food and nightly fun, like Mary's Sunday Night's live show each Sunday at 7 p.m. Cap off your weekend with some wild fun. Hamburger Mary's, eat, drink, and be merry.
Mix 93.3 has built quite the reputation on sending you to the biggest and best trips around the country. Although this time you're going to want to bring some hand sanitizer, because we're sending you to Sin City to get filthy with Justin Timberlake.
Hey, what's up? This is Justin Timberlake.
Oh, my God.
Justin Timberlake, live at the T-Mobile Arena.
I can see but you when you dance.
with hotel and airfare included.
You are now free to gamble away your life savings.
The only way to win is to keep it on Mix 93.3. Listen in the hours of 7, 11, 1, 3, and 5 p.m. Hear a JT song and instantly become a finalist. All from the station keeping you clean as JT gets you filthy in Vegas. Mix 93.3.